covering and readiness to serve. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 each one covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. Isaiah 6, verse 2. When Isaiah in his vision looked into the open heaven, his spirit discovered the amazement of observing common things of God to which he was not accustomed. He saw seraphs, fiery shining angels, ready to serve, though their readiness was in fear and trembling, in humility, and in reverent disposition. The dominating aspect here is the readiness to serve God. Wherever seraphs are present, a climate of obedience is present as well. Thus, Isaiah also beheld in his heavenly vision that seraphs have wings, of which some indeed are resting, while others are continuously moving. Each of those heavenly seraphs flew with 2 wings. But that flying was still no service, for when in this vision Isaiah's spirit entered heaven, he saw at that moment not the great deed, but a great attention. And in that attention there was a questioning, a waiting for the command that God would give. Upon that command, the seraphs would fly and quickly perform the service they were to do. But at that moment, everything was still expecting the command. Nothing displayed there the service, but the readiness to serve. There was no flying yet, and neither an idol standing by. Instead, the spirits hovered before God's throne. Actually, it should be translated as, "With 2 each hovered." There was no rashness, as of those who are flying in a hurry, without the commanding word of God. Neither was there any slackness, as of those who stand motionless and therefore first have to stretch their wings before they would be ready to execute the command. But there was readiness, which can instantly come to the act of service. The continually hovering seraphs were not going yet, for they were waiting for the answer of God. But the moment they receive the command from God's mouth, they will already be moving and depart instantly. The hovering seraph is for us the image of infinite attention to God, of the pure reconciliation of willingness and attentiveness. The first is ready to be quick, while the second is free of rashness. Thus you also should be ready for the service to which God calls you. God's revealed will, his continuing commandment, has been given to you just as to the seraphs. Yet, besides this, every living human being has his own new and particular commands, his own ways and manners of service, his distinct work, his special tasks. What they are, you do not know yet. Be careful, my soul, not to arouse love before it is profitable and pleasing to God. Let there be no rashness in your service of your God, no rashness that is already busy before you are conscious of the commandment of God. Neither let there be the slackness of spirit and weakness of the hand, which widens the gulf between hearing and doing. Let the hovering disposition of the seraphs also be an attractive image to you. Wait for God to speak, but also immediately act upon it when he does. Whoever is hovering can fly instantly, and behold, soon he will go out on his call to service, to his divine liturgy. Hebrews 1, verse 14. Yet this mentality will only arise to activity by humility. That is what the seraphs also proved. For with the moving wings also came the immovable ones. They were decorated by the hovering of the covered ones, the readiness of those who were kept in humility, which nevertheless were not held back. That covering was a double covering of oneself. With 2 wings, everyone covered his face. They could not bear to see God. And with 2 wings, each one covered his feet. Ezekiel 1, verse 11. They could not bear to be seen by God. The eyes were covered and the feet were covered. God cannot be seen without a covering garment. and they should not be seen by God without a covering garment. The verse says, who can see God and live? God is too great, too terrible for the seeing creature, who is but a creature, finite and limited. For all the knowledge of angels, every expression, feeble and weak, is only desecration and pollution. To know thee as thou wert, the source and brilliance of eternity, to whom has ever been that light revealed? To whom has ever that brilliance appeared? To see that is yet a mightier salvation than we derive from thy grace, which does exceed the limits and the borders of our ability. And the second, the covering of the feet, was the testimony of a shyness, which even in heaven, where sin never made a contrast between God and the creature, did not dare to put itself uncovered before him. For the seraphs always knew that they were nothing before the greatness of him whose seams do fill the temple. That was humility. And blessed are the humble, for only they will have the courage for mighty service. Hypocritical covering of oneself, impure humility, and insincere execution causes one to be unfit for service. But the faithful covering of oneself will reveal itself by the readiness to serve. The covering and the readiness to serve each have their own wings, yet all of them are one. There are never flapping wings without covering ones. At the same time, the covering ones never restrain the strokes of the hovering ones. Thus also in you, the great deed should be born in humility. You are not able to look God into the eyes. Temerity indeed does spread out its wings, but its ascent is pride and service of oneself. For the angels who are with God can only fly out in a descending direction when they depart from him. Only when their services have been accomplished can they ascend again with their work to God. Thus the one who has seen God can only then ascend again when he has continually known that he was not able to move in any other direction than a descending way. Cover your eyes, for you are not allowed to see God as he is. And you are also hesitant to let yourself be looked into the heart by God. Even though you know that he always does it, there is yet from your sight the covering gesture, Lord, I am too insignificant. Indeed, your complaint should be what the seraphs never have to say, Lord, I am a sinful man. Humble yourselves, brothers, before the powerful eyes of God. Be covered before him. Then you will be able to serve him, and the unknown part of his words that are reserved for you will not find you idle and without fruit. For your covering also has been found. God is covered for you in Christ, in whom he threads before you in hiding. And you are covered before God in Christ alone, through whom he is willing to look at you. The wings of angels have become flesh, blood, and soul to the people of the man Christ Jesus. He who has never been uncovered in Christ will discover his always covered God in the miracle of grace by the self-discovery of that fruit of love which is found for him in God.